Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: practitioners and non-practitioners in China and overseas wish Master Li Hongzhi a Happy New Year. London, this is what I need. Businessman learns Falun Gong at Hyde Park. Russia, Falun Dafa 9-day lecture seminar held in Nizhny Novgorod. Stockholm, Sweden. Passersby touched by practitioners raising awareness about persecution despite heavy snow. Extreme heat in Australia does not deter locals from learning Falun Gong exercises. And Cyprus, introducing Falun Dafa in the coastal city of Limassol. Now for the stories.
Practitioners and non-practitioners in China and overseas wish Master Li Hongzhi a Happy New Year. Falun Gong practitioners in China and abroad on this Chinese New Year sent waves of greetings to the founder of the practice, Master Li Hongzhi. They told Master Li in their greetings that they would diligently cultivate in the new year and follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and express their appreciation to Master Li for his teachings and guidance. Meanwhile, many people in China and overseas who don't practice Falun Gong but know the truth of it also wished Master Li a Happy New Year. They strongly support Falun Gong's peaceful resistance against the persecution. Facing the severe persecution, practitioners in China have set up materials production sites, passed out flyers, posted Falun Gong banners, and talked to the public for the same purpose, to help more people know that Falun Gong is good and that the Communist Party is corrupt. A practitioner from Panzhihua, Sichuan Province, said in his greeting, "We are all cultivators and we will not be moved by others' misunderstandings. In this harsh environment, we will improve ourselves through cultivation and tell more people the truth about Falun Gong. This is how we show our respect to Master Li." Non-practitioner Ernie Ye Ning has admired Falun Gong for several years. In his greeting, he said, "I've always had great respect for Master Li. The Chinese Communist Party is brutally persecuting Falun Gong. They even carry out genocide by harvesting organs from living practitioners. In the face of such persecution, practitioners have remained steadfast in their belief. So in this battle between righteousness and evil, the party has already lost." Falun Gong practitioners are the most morally upright people in China. They are China's backbone. By following Master Li's guiding principles, they are able to quietly stand up to the CCP without resorting to violence. This has never happened before. The party's persecution of practitioners will lead to its downfall and ultimate demise.
London, this is what I need. Businessman learns Falun Gong at Hyde Park. Seeking peace during a recent trip to London, Tunisian businessman Mohammed Taher Ali decided to walk through Hyde Park on February 6th. As soon as he saw two Falun Gong practitioners practicing the sitting meditation in Buckhill Shelter at the park, he said, "This is what I need." Mr. Ali lives in Qatar and is the CEO of a multinational company. He noticed two practitioners meditating as he was walking back to his hotel and quietly sat down beside them. Mr. Ali said he was drawn by the strong positive energy he felt coming from the practitioners while they meditated. He said, "I've recently encountered many difficulties. This time I came to London to relax and to get on the right path. As I walked through the park, I appealed to the universe in my heart to guide me to positive energy and good people, and let me be committed to something positive. Then I saw you. I didn't know what you were doing, but I just had an overwhelming urge to join you." He said he felt surrounded by peace and strong energy when he stepped into the shelter. After he finished the sitting meditation, Mr. Ali said he felt superb and great. Mr. Ali was eager to learn more about Falun Gong. Natalie gave him some materials and suggested that he read information on the internet and watch the video which demonstrates the exercises. When she told him that there were 5 sets of exercises, which take 2 hours, he said, "It's worthwhile." Practitioners at the park told him that Falun Gong teaches the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, which are morally upright and uplifting. He said, "This is what I've been looking for, inner peace." When Natalie told Mr. Ali about the Chinese Communist Party's brutal persecution of Falun Gong, he said he believes the party will fail and the persecution will end. He said, "Positive energy cannot be stopped." He said that he planned to learn more about Falun Gong.
Russia, Falun Dafa 9-day lecture seminar held in Nizhny Novgorod. A Falun Dafa 9-day lecture seminar was held in Nizhny Novgorod, Russia, on January 21st through the 29th. Participants watched the video lectures of Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, teaching the cultivation practice. They also learned the 5 sets of exercises, shared experiences, and asked questions. Valentina said that she was having an especially bad day when she learned about the seminar. She said, "I was taking the bus home just after I received a diagnosis from the hospital. I had an unnamed disease. While I sat there wondering how much longer I had to live, someone handed me a small calendar and invited me to attend this seminar. Death was a very real prospect. Because of my thyroid condition, I frequently had to rest throughout the day. However, after watching just 3 lectures, I no longer felt tired and forgot that I needed to rest. I'm so thankful." Irina is a consultant for a feng shui website. She traveled from another city for the seminar. She said, "I'm so thankful to Master Li and the seminar organizers. I feel at home. I was amazed by the practitioners' sincerity, especially the elderly practitioners. Their mindsets, determination to cultivate, and wish to help others are very impressive." Irina said that every day was different during the 9-day lecture series. She found the answers to questions that had puzzled her for many years. She feels that cultivation will be a natural step for her. She also noticed a significant improvement in her health with each passing day as she attended the seminar. Margarita said, "The issue of eliminating karma deeply impressed me. My mind and body feel peaceful and harmonious after attending the seminar."
Stockholm, Sweden. Passersby touched by practitioners raising awareness about persecution despite heavy snow. It snowed nonstop for 2 days in Stockholm. A public square near the Royal Palace was covered in snow. Despite the freezing temperatures, Falun Dafa practitioners continued to demonstrate the Dafa exercises and raise awareness about the persecution in China, just as they do during good weather. A striking banner with the words "Stop the Persecution of Falun Dafa" was displayed along with information about the practice. A group of practitioners did the exercises to the peaceful exercise music, while others handed out informational materials about the practice to passersby. A middle-aged couple stopped to watch the exercise demonstration and stayed for a long time after learning about the persecution. The man took a flyer and said, "Nowadays people are caught up with pursuing all kinds of things. I find that very tiring. I can feel a strong energy field as I stand here, a sense of peace and serenity I have not experienced before." The couple expressed interest in learning the practice. A man who frequently travels between China and Sweden for work quietly listened to practitioners explain the suppression taking place in China. He told the practitioners that he had no doubt that the Chinese Communist regime was capable of committing such atrocities, and expressed regret that such a terrible thing has been going on for so long, yet not a lot has been done internationally. He expressed his admiration for Falun Dafa practitioners' continued efforts in resisting the persecution. A man from France said he felt terrible after learning that practitioners were tortured for their belief in China. He took a brochure and said that he would read it carefully and think about what he could do to help stop the persecution. John, a Western practitioner, said he was glad he came to the square, in spite of the cold weather, after seeing so many people learn about the persecution. He was especially touched by the encouragement received from those who learned the facts about the practice. He said he would continue to raise awareness about the plight of Falun Dafa practitioners imprisoned in China until the day the persecution comes to an end.
Extreme heat in Australia does not deter locals from learning Falun Gong exercises. On the hottest day in 130 years in Adelaide, Australia, local residents still chose to attend a free instruction class to learn the Falun Gong exercises. The temperature in Adelaide soared to 116 degrees on Sunday, January 24th. Despite the scorching heat, more than 20 people made it to the Batan Community Center, where practitioners assisted them in learning the Falun Gong exercises. As the attendees followed the instructional video to learn the movements, many reported experiencing a peaceful feeling that came from within. Falun Gong is an ancient Chinese Qigong practice with 5 sets of exercises and great health benefits. Practitioners aspire to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in their daily lives to be better people. In China, practitioners have been persecuted severely for the last 2 decades for their faith. Edwina told practitioners that she had learned about the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of Falun Gong online. Because she wanted to know more about the practice, she decided to come to the class. She said, "I am very grateful that practitioners still give free lessons on the exercises despite the extreme heat. I felt great after doing the exercises. I will continue to learn more about the principles of the exercises." The class started by showing attendees a video in which Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Gong, teaches the exercises and the principles. Practitioners then helped the attendees with the movements and asked questions about the principles of Falun Gong. Many attendees asked about the nearest places where they could join in doing the exercises every day. Tracy enjoys meditation on a regular basis and was happy to find out about the exercise instruction session on Facebook the day before. She said, "I had never heard of Falun Gong before, but something in me was so attracted to it, like it was what I had been looking for, so I was very curious." Tracy said she could feel a comforting and peaceful energy as she did the exercises. "I very much believe in the existence of energy fields," she said. "The energy fields around us affect us physically and mentally. I felt great today. The movements are simple and they carry peaceful energy. I will keep coming."
Cyprus, introducing Falun Dafa in the coastal city of Limassol. Practitioners held activities in Limassol, Cyprus on January 27th to introduce Falun Dafa and raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution. Many people who were walking along the seaside road of this popular tourist area, enjoying the warm sun, were drawn to the practitioners as they demonstrated the exercises. They accepted informational flyers about the ancient spiritual practice and listened to practitioners explain the CCP's persecution over the past 19 years. A lady and her son stopped to watch the practitioners demonstrate the exercises. Intrigued, she wanted to learn how to do them and signed the petition that condemns the persecution. An older lady said that she had traveled to China a few years prior. She had heard of Falun Dafa and knew that it was being persecuted there. She and her friend watched the exercise demonstration for a long time, and she said she was impressed by the practitioner's dedication. She said, "Meditation is important to maintain a clean and healthy spirit." She signed the petition to help end the persecution. She and her friend said they would go to the local practice site to learn the exercises. As 2 children rode by on their bikes, they stopped to watch the practitioners meditate. One said he would like to learn to do it and sat down and imitated a practitioner's hand gestures. The other boy also joined them. Before the boys left, a practitioner gave them a flyer and told them to visit the falundafa.org website to watch the video demonstration of the Falun Dafa exercises and learn more about the practice. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.